Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and we are going to go over four players that we are going to keep our eyes on for Monday night's preseason game against the Eagles. In honor of the defense having the better week at training camp, Brian, why don't you kick it off?
All right, yeah, the defense definitely has outshined the offense, including in that first preseason game. I'm going to talk about Trevor Scott, who had some flashes of brilliance at the end of that first game against the Saints with a sack. And I think he's coming on a little bit as training camp wound down in this last week to 10 days. He became sort of an afterthought among the free agent crop. And at defensive end, there is definitely some competition. And with Chandler Jones outshining everybody, with Rob Ninkovich doing well, a few other guys as well, Jermaine Cunningham, Jake Beckett, Trevor Scott is fighting for a spot, but I think he can continue a run of excellence here with another strong performance against the Eagles. So I'm keeping an eye out for Trevor Scott. I think he can make a name for himself and make a case for a roster spot.
All right, well, my defensive pick will have to be Brandon Spikes. We didn't see him in the preseason opener against the Saints. Came back from injury. He addressed the media one day after camp saying that he feels aggressive. He feels like a shark, technically, putting it the way he said it. And it's come off that way at practice. He said, you know, being the middle linebacker, he said that part of his job is to guide the defense, and he's really proved himself. So I'm excited to see him in his first preseason game this season.
Yeah, I've talked about it quite a bit. We need to see him consistently on the field, both in games and in practices, and this could be a step in the right direction for him if he plays, has a strong game, and shows what the Patriots' young linebacker core could be all about.
Absolutely. All right, let's kick it off on the other side of the ball. Offense, who do you have?
Well, I think the player among the undrafted free agents this year who has the best chance at making the roster spot. We see a guy every year make it as an undrafted free agent. Running back Brandon Bolden, and the fact that Stephen Ridley had an injury last week during camp, I think opens even more of an opportunity for Bolden. The numbers are not strong quantity-wise at running back. Bolden has had a fairly consistent, solid camp. I think he's showing that he's able to run the ball. He's able to catch the ball. I think that's an area that we need to see more out of him, the screenplay as well. I think this game against the Eagles is a chance for him to get a lot of carries, depending on what Stephen Ridley's availability is. So Bolden has a real legitimate shot here at making the roster. He'd certainly have some special teams roles as well if he makes the roster. But at running back, I think there's a chance here for Brandon Bolden to make a statement.
All right, I like that choice, but I'm going to go with Dante Stallworth. We know that the wide receiver position is very lengthy right now. It's very heavy, but he has been consistently getting better every single day at camp. He's been very good in all areas of the field, getting down the field, catching the ball. Coach Belichick said the other day in a press conference that he's had a very steady camp experience, and I'm just excited to see him come out there with all the energy that we've seen so far at camp on the practice field. So I'm expecting a big game out of him.
Kickoff return game also with Dante Stallworth is something to keep in mind, because they've been using him at camp as a kickoff returner. That job is wide open, so I'll be keeping an eye on Stallworth in that part of the game if he has opportunities.
Absolutely, and we know there are plenty of guys to look out for, but those are the ones that we have narrowed down for the game on Monday.
And we'll have to make sure we follow up after the game and take a look at how these guys did, because I don't think I was too sharp in the first game.
Yeah, well, you know, Deion Branch, who we didn't see last time, he's also one to look for this game, because it'll also be his first preseason appearance.
No question.
All right, well, that will wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.